important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set this up on your computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone. And with this, you can set up every facet of your day. But what cuts them out from the organization herd is what they do, unbidden, based on your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't imagine, the things that you can't possibly plan for. The mudslide, the terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, doesn't matter. You're going to find out about them. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Battle cops, there's 23 left. I haven't even put anything up on anything on the web about it yet. So, still time to get in on this. What is the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo this time? Okay, what it is. Go give a $100 donation, which you can write off on your tax return next year, to the Brian Terry Foundation. Email me that receipt to bill@lockandloadradio.com. Then I'm going to forward that to Battle Cop. When you email me this, you need to also send your address, your shipping address, as well as which Battle Cop you want. From there it goes to Battle Cop, and from Battle Cop it comes to you. The difference between these and the others, though, like the ones I have mounted on all of my guns, is that it's going to have my logo on it instead of the Battle Cop logo. So there's two gone already. 23 left to go. Let's show this guy that it can get done. Because John sort of challenged me on this. And I don't want to listen to him crow. Recently, coming to you from Market Watch, which is formerly a property of CBS, but now part of News Corp through its acquisition of the Wall Street Journal. One thing that didn't go with that acquisition was that seasoned editorial judgment that has been synonymous with the Wall Street Journal brand. This little ditty called 10 Things the Gun Industry Won't Tell You. And there you have your pre-story narrative to set up and let you know what's coming. This is the same thing as saying 10 things your car dealer won't tell you or 10 things your realtor. This is a gotcha piece. This is to set you up for these are all the bad things that these guys do that they won't tell you. Normally what you're going to have is a selective use of data and a whole lot of inaccuracies. But just for the sake of argument, let's look at four of the things that Market Watch says the gun industry supposedly won't tell you. Item number one, owning our product may be hazardous to your health. they reported the gun control community's favorite aggregate number of people killed by firearms. without separating suicides and deaths of those involved in criminal activity. And while being dismissive of gun owners who say that having a gun house in the house makes them feel safe and empowered to confront threats, for some reason they didn't cite the largely unreported President Obama ordered Centers for Disease Control study issued in June of 2013, which found that armed citizens are less likely to be injured by an attacker and defensive uses of guns are common. So yes, owning a gun product may be hazardous to health. Most of the time it's going to be to the bad guys. And number two, fear is good for our bottom line. Yes, we certainly are fear mongers. We're the ones out there saying crime is down. Gun ownership is up. Crime use with guns is down. No, I haven't. I'm sorry to say 667, I have not. But we're telling you crime is down. While out there, there's a gun crime epidemic coming from the anti-guns. So we're not stoking it. We do speak out for people that exercise their right to defend themselves with a firearm. Item number three, guns get special treatment under the law. This is because they're not regulated, you know, like cars and boats and airplanes. It's not regulated by Consumer Product Safety Commission. They are regulated by the ATF, which regulates the FFL dealers, not so much the guns. They are all required to keep meticulous records of all firearms acquired and sold. Federal law already governs how and under what conditions a firearm may be sold. Federal law requires manufacturers to include an indelible serial number on all firearms and keep records of the date of manufacture, type of firearm, and to whom it was sent. The ATF routinely traces firearms used in crime by contacting the manufacturer and recreating the chain of distribution. In total, an estimated 20,000 federal and local gun laws are on the books. Some of these laws cover individual buyers. Some govern what can be made and sold. My favorite, though, coming up, this is number four. We want your kids to play with guns. Of the 10 things, this is the most insulting to anybody's intelligence out there. Millions of young Americans are introduced to firearm safety every year through family members, through the Boy Scouts, through 4-H, and that they go on to enjoy hunting and target shooting with their families and friends for years to come. None of this constitutes playing with guns. I don't have a link to it, but I go to Market Watch and just look for 10 things the gun industry won't tell you, Art. The NSSF and the NRA, which I'm not big fans of, as you know, but they have developed and distributed millions of pieces of safety literature and more than 36 million gun laws. We recognize that an accidental death and death involving a firearm is a tragedy, and all the more so when a child is involved. But they cite this medical journal article that suggested alarming numbers of children accidentally injured by firearms, when in actuality, the study mostly tracked violence among gangbangers. The vast majority of incidents included in the study, 84%, involve individuals 15 to 19 years old. That's anti-gun agenda-driven conflation. During the last decade, the number of unintentional firearm-related injuries or fatalities involving children 14 years of age and under has decreased by 49%, over the last 20 years by 78%. So you get the picture here that the other six things are so contrived and ridiculous and slanted that it's not worth our time. If you read Market Watch, well, this is the junk they're spreading. They're not going to make my, they're not going to make my, my favorites list on my, or most visited websites. When we get back, we're going to look at both sides of this argument. Just to see where we think we're sitting right now. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. I see you! Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the desk of Alan Corwin at gunlaws.com. Surveying both sides of the argument. And his belief is that both sides think that they are losing. That's the pro-gun and the anti-gun side. He's pointing out a couple of things that are out there on the radar. First of all, for the first time ever in the United States, in all 50 states now, there is some provision for concealed carry. In some states like Maryland and New York and New Jersey, of course, it's very hard to exercise it. But for the anti-gunners, this is a horrible, terrible loss for them as they see it. The last holdout state, Illinois, finally falling. Every effort to enact national so-called universal background checks has failed because of the powerful gun lobby, which, you know, has in its membership about 8% of the total gun ownership. That's how powerful they are. The fact of the matter is that this was either a way to put you on a prohibited persons list, or it was the precursor to a gun registration, a national gun registration. Had nothing to do with it, of course. Nothing to do. Of course, it's also the fault of the Koch brothers, because their money spoils everything and it's everywhere. The fact that George Soros and Michael Bloomberg and Hollywood and a ton of others outspend conservatives tremendously doesn't figure into their calculus, but that's okay. The left still figures they're losing at every turn. The EPA, OSHA, the Forest Service, National Parks and Wildlife, and the CDC have all been stopped short from banning lead, an end-run attempt to ban ammunition. Seems like nothing they try works in the effort to disarm the American public. The unspoken but holy grail of the gun-hating, hoplophobic anti-rights movement led by Schumer, Feinstein, Boxer, Bloomberg, and the entire Democrat leadership. That's their side. This is all according to Mr. Corwin. Some of this stuff I heartily agree with. And the first one of which is that I heartily agree with is that there are pro-right Second Amendment supporters that are convinced that it's an uphill battle with our rights hanging by a thread, which is not an unrealistic view. They're going to try everything they can. No doubt about it. The money being spent against us is big. It's big money. $1 billion for an anti-gun study group with scores of tenured researchers at Johns Hopkins University whose job it is to concoct studies that say guns are bad and should be removed from society. We have a thoroughly corrupt media which will parrot results without any journalistic effort or balance. A dumbed-down public. They can no longer think or reason on their own, will swallow it, thanks to a government education system that doesn't educate. Coming out of Montana, the Firearm Freedoms Act. Sooner or later, it's going to get into a court. Yes, sir, big boy, we sure did. And when that happens, that's finally going to unravel the Congressional Commerce Clause abuse and judicial complexity. But right now it's stuck in limbo in a court system run by the most abusive attorney general the nation or the world has ever known, who is now in contempt of Congress, yet he's still in office, refusing to meaningfully investigate the IRS or the NSA or the ATF or their little gun running scheme or presidential super legal activity. I could go on for a while, but it's only 3 hours long. The battle for gun rights, which is frozen for the moment at the national level, has been cleverly shifted to the states, where you've got 10% of the states, New York, California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, have incrementally obliterated rights at the local level, leading to massive civil disobedience, putting hundreds of thousands of Americans at risk of arrest for possession of contraband that a few days ago was legally owned property. You have politician perpetrators of the unconstitutional ex post facto criminal syndicate schemes. They remain at large. There's no indictments in the offing. The very man in the White House sworn to uphold the Constitution is its main infringer, using undelegated power when Congress refuses to act, which I call that progress, by the way. Because the ones that don't let him do anything were elected to what? Not let him do anything. And at the same time, while he's doing that to Congress, Congress refuses to impeach him or censure him for his actions beyond his delegated authority. He issues a call for a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign, which means millions of dollars that he's going to have to borrow or print spent on advertising to unload and lock up firearms, because to him, guns are okay as long as they don't work. Meanwhile, schools have become black holes of ignorance on firearms education, and they will expel kids if you're, you know, if they gnaw their toaster strudel into the shape of an ovoid L, because it might look like a gun. In an abstract artist's eye. But here's the end result of all this when you look at this that's going on. Okay? One, you shouldn't feel so bad, because they think that they are losing. And while they think they are losing, you and me, we're all armed. The bottom line is that the struggle for freedom is always going to be a struggle. It is a never-ending cycle. It's a circle that never has an end to it. And the price of freedom is going to be eternal vigilance. If you don't have that in you, well, that's okay. Not everybody does. But that's what's necessary to maintain a republic. When you look at everything that's out there, and I know I see all the little things coming out of InfoWars and all these other websites that talk about the DHS and the FEMA camps and all this other stuff. Let me put this before you for you to digest. If you're worried about who's coming and when, you have already lost. That is a simple fact of combat. If you're worried about who's coming, what they're bringing, anything else, the only concern you could have, should have, the only concern I have, is how soon can we get this party started and get it finished? Everything else, it's like Raul Julia said in the Gumball Rally, when he ripped his rearview mirror out of his car and threw it behind him. What's behind me is not important. Just a random thought or two. When we get back, we're going to have a few random thoughts about two Americas, which is where we exist today. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
P Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Right now, we exist in two Americas. The first America has a few features that are common. High taxes, heavy regulations, massive government expenditures. The second has relatively lower taxes, fewer burdensome regulations, and more limited government. Think right to work versus union states, if you want to make it easy. The right to work America is growing more prosperous while rolling back gun control regulations. Wisconsin, in his first term with Scott Walker, Wisconsin has a, what, $704, is it, million-dollar surplus? Nanny state America is sinking under the weight of its own bloated bureaucracy and placing restrictions, new restrictions, on its citizens' natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. There's a poem written by William Butler Yeats called The Second Coming. The states, things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Now, a lot of us see this in bold relief. We know that America cannot be two things at once. It cannot both be a country where the government's endless pursuit of reasonable regulation makes a mockery of the Constitution, and a country at the same time where individual freedoms are sacrosanct. And this is where you hear these rumblings about Civil War 2.0. There are gun rights advocates who are out there talking about the Tree of Liberty, going Jeffersonian, where it must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Most of the liberty-loving guys and gals are peace-loving patriots who abhor armed conflict. A lot of reasons to abhor it. That's not a bad thing. They want the increasingly obvious to Americans, America's situation to be resolved without bloodshed. And this is where some of us get a little foolish. And I've been this way. And I still espouse this way. Okay? But it is foolish. I will grant you this. First of all, I keep saying, well, it's going to go to the courts. Well, the courts are political now. There's nothing about justice in the courts anymore. Every time we see draconian gun law enacted, everybody's hoping that it's going to go to the Supreme Court and that's going to lead to a victory that will force the statists to return to the Founding Fathers' construct. Like the Ninth Circuit out on the West Coast. That gives a lot of people hope. There are other gun rights advocates who would like to see this reconciled at the ballot box. They reckon that if a sufficient number of anti-gun big government Democrats can be booted out of office, these political proponents of civilian disarmament, their command and control apparatus can be stopped in their tracks, and their gun control legislation rescinded. Like in Colorado. And in both cases, it's sort of a pipe dream. History tells us that the courts will not offer the relief that gun rights advocates seek. Both the McDonald and the Heller decisions left the door open to these kind of things that we're seeing this year. We heard a quote from Federal District Judge Alfred Covello upholding Connecticut's patently unconstitutional post-Newtown gun laws. Tells you all you need to know about court operatings or courts operating in gun-averse states. The court concludes that the legislation is constitutional. While the act burdens the plaintiff's Second Amendment rights, it is substantially related to the important governmental interest of public safety and crime control. And it's not going to happen at the ballot box either, folks. A lot of people in these gun control states, while there are almost feverish gun rights advocates in that state, they are outnumbered in most cases. Back in September 2013, a Rutgers Eagleton poll found that 70% of respondents favored a measure requiring firearms purchase permits be recorded on driver's licenses. This is coming out of New Jersey. In New Jersey, they just had a magazine limitation bill that passed through the legislation just unobstructed. Now it's up to Chris Christie. And the federal government, these states that tax people to death and restrict their rights, and crime is rampant and everything, federal government is like this. They're like this with that part of the country that sees nothing wrong with government intervention on all things. If another nanny state statists were to capture the presidency, think Hillary Clinton, then command and control would find support in Congress and run to the legislature through executive orders. The feds will continue to consolidate and increase governmental power, which is eroding gun rights and curtailing liberty. In the best case scenario, the country elects a small lowercase conservative president to work with a Republican-led House and Senate, he or she will not be able to make pro-gun control states abandon their civilian disarmament agenda because the courts have decided. Anti-gun America will continue down the path of curtailed firearms, freedom unmolested by court edict, or democratic blowback. So the gulf will continue to widen between the two of us. The question now is when or will or where or when will the actual fracture occur? And the biggest proportion of us in America today are blissfully ignorant that this even exists. Until their lives are affected in some dramatic personal way, they will continue to pursue happiness while existing in condition white. And this is what makes us, the American gun owner, the canary in the coal mine. We are awake and alert to the danger posed by the statist states, and they are chirping like crazy. The mine owners don't care. The workers busy hollowing out the Constitution are completely oblivious to the stench of tyranny that's in the air. When the shaft collapses, however, then maybe they'll pay attention. Whatever comes, and we don't know what it's going to be, in what shape it's going to be, economic, governmental. When it comes to us at last, the only common thing that we need to strive to be is to be armed against it. The more of us that are armed against it, the better. Very simple concept. Getting out there and worrying about Malaysian Flight 770, for example. We got the First Lady in China on another vacation. We got the President, he's in Europe and in the Netherlands, I think. These guys are masters at deception, at misdirection. Don't fall for the misdirection. If you're in some of these states like New Jersey and Colorado and Connecticut and California and New York, we're with you. We are with you for the fight. But at some point, we're really going to be with you for the fight. No other way. And I don't really care how it comes down the road, as long as it's got a loud exhaust. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Do you think, of the political parties out there, who is the most deadly? Well, let's look back through history. Then you can make your own mind up. In 1865, a Democrat shot and killed Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States. 1881, left-wing radical Democrat shot James Garfield, President of the United States, who later died of his wounds. 63, a radical left-wing socialist shot and killed JFK. 75, a left-wing radical Democrat fired shots at Gerald Ford. 1983, a registered Democrat shot and wounded Ronald Reagan. 1984, James Hubert, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 22 people in a McDonald's restaurant. 1986, Patrick Sherrill, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 15 people in an Oklahoma post office.
In 1990, James Pugh, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 10 people at a GMAC office. In 1991, George Henard, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 23 people in a Luby's cafeteria. 95, James Daniel Simpson, disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 5 co-workers at a Texas laboratory. 99, Larry Asbrook, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 8 people at a church service. 2001, a left-wing radical Democrat fired shots at the White House in a failed attempt to kill George W. Bush. In 2003, Douglas Williams, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 7 people at a Lockheed Martin plant. In 2007, a registered Democrat named Sung Hoo Cho, shot and killed 32 people in Virginia Tech. 2010, a mentally ill registered Democrat named Jared Lee Loeffner shot Representative Gabrielle Giffords and killed 6 others. 2011, a registered Democrat named James Holmes went into a movie theater and shot and killed 12 people. 2012, Andrew Engeldinger, a disgruntled Democrat, shot and killed 7 people in Minneapolis. 2013, and I didn't know he was registered. I knew his mother was, but I didn't know he was. But this is saying he was. I'm not sure about that. A registered Democrat named Adam Lanza shot and killed 26 people, mostly children, in a school. September 2013, an angry Democrat shot 12 at a Navy shipyard. That would have been Aaron Alexis. When you read something like that, then it's easy to extrapolate out there and say to yourself, there is a group of people that shouldn't be allowed to own guns. Disgruntled Democrats are the ones that shouldn't be able to own guns. Now, there wasn't a Gun Owners of America member in that group. There wasn't a Tea Party member in that group. There wasn't a Republican conservative in any of that group. And have you ever noticed? I remember early on in the Obama presidency where they were saying the white right wing plans to assassinate Obama. I remember seeing that in a few places. You know, it wasn't widespread, but I remember seeing that. I do. And I was just thinking, the right wing is too complacent to assassinate anybody. Interesting little statistic. You probably haven't heard this, and when I read this, I was a little taken aback by it. But this is opportunism at its best. Now, we're all watching the Ukraine, right? We're watching the Ukraine as Russia tries to annex it one piece at a time back into Russia. Coming from our southern border, there are elements in Mexico that see this as a chance for an American land grab. In Geneva, Mexico has signaled alarm at the treatment of its large Mexican minority in the United States, comparing American actions to prevent the use of Spanish to attempts in Ukraine and Estonia to prevent the use of Russian. Now, Mexico has had a fairly benign, if passive-aggressive, foreign policy towards us since the Mexican-American War ended in 1848. But the Latin American eye has been closely watching events in Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula. Now, Russia has maintained the annexation of the Crimea Peninsula is justified because it has the right to protect Russian speakers outside of Russia's borders, which is the stupidest. You know what? If they get out of your borders, they're on their own. Any country out there. Mexican leaders have taken this note, and there's maybe sensing an opportunity to gain long-lost territory, increase the size of its economy by expanding northward into areas currently administered by the United States. They have been enthusiastically supporting protections for linguistic minors in front of the United Nations Human Rights Council. The diplomat said language must not be used to segregate and isolate groups. Which I don't know how you get past that. If you go into an area, let's say you're Russian going into Estonia, for example, and I don't know what the language of Estonia is. Let's just say it's Estonian. Are those people responsible in Estonia for knowing the Russian language? Are they trying to mandate that whoever comes across your border, you be able to be fluent with them conversationally so as not to provide some sort of, I don't know, discrimination by not knowing their language? They mentioned Mexico City mentioned a Texas middle school principal's attempt to ban the use of Spanish in classroom. And he compared the treatment of Mexicans in the United States to the treatment of Russian speakers in Ukraine. Now, there's a little bit of difference here. Ukraine very recently declared its independence from Russia. Russia has been trying to bring them back in for quite some time. And they find a way to get a foothold to do this. Now, instead of the U.S. standing up and saying, we don't care what you think you're going to do, it just ain't going to happen. Come across the southern border with troops and find out. Come and try to annex the United States. Instead of saying that, a U.S. diplomat asserted that the government in Washington, D.C. has endorsed protection of the rights of Spanish-speaking minorities to the utmost international standards. And this is interesting, this remark here. Being quoted, the American remarked that some leaders in the ruling Democratic Party have pushed for immigration reform, which would grant citizenship to Spanish-speaking Mexicans who initially entered the United States illegally. Now, the Soviet Union collapsed, and that's how the Ukraine and Estonia, they got out from under the sickle. We were at war with Mexico, and we won. And that's how we got parts of Texas and New Mexico and California. And now they want to annex it. Because we speak English here. And we're not all fluent in Espanol. It takes all kinds, doesn't it? Coming up next should be Texas Law Shield. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.